So, who wants to say what they're noticing about the energy of the circle now? What's happening? What do you notice? Not looking with your mind, what are you knowing?
Hi, this is Trish. I definitely, there's the habit of mine because I guess sometimes when I speak, I become fearful, so I disconnect from my feeling abilities. So when you say go back to living energies, I feel it like effervescent little tingling in my heart space, in my chest. It's a palpable feeling of sort of tingly, warm, and fuzzy, and I can feel the heart chakra start to expand. That's how it is for me when you say, because at first I had to ask myself, wait, what did I do? Where do the living energies go? What do they feel like? I had to go back and go through it like A, B, C, D, like really put my attention or concentration on what I was feeling.
Beautiful process. That's what we do. And so you knew through your heart the state of the circle.
Oh, thank you.
Who else can relay how the circle just shifted and how it feels?
Initially, when this started, I felt a upward and downward strong flow of frequency of energy during that cleansing process. I then felt a very sharp pain on my left midside, lasted for about 20 seconds and lingered softly and still kind of there. Not too much. And then I started the up and down flow again. I felt it flowing through my body. And then, right before you said, what are you feeling now? I started to have a circular pulsation from the left side of my body down to the pelvic area and back again. And it just kept doing that. And then I spoke.
Ah, so how are you? What's the overall experience?
An image came to me that of an image I had when we were working, I was working with you many years ago, of someone, it was, I think, a past life, and it was a traumatic situation. And that image popped in at some point. I'm not sure exactly where that did. It wasn't toward the end. It was in the middle between the up and down and the discomfort on the left side. So I feel there's I sense a cleansing happening with the up and down movement of the energy. I get a lot of circular types of movement in my body, flows and different positions in different directions, but it's always circular. Mm-hmm. And that's new. I'm not quite sure what all of that means and if they all mean different things. I am not clear on that at this time.
Well, I would just stay with the summary of going through a cleansing. Just stay with that without trying to understand it, a freeing and a cleansing.
Thank you.
So, if I could just say something here about that, Lisa, could you sense how your mind started getting involved or didn't it? Was it something that arose in you or your mind started getting involved? Could you tell the difference?
I didn't feel like my mind was driving. My body just kind of takes over with flow. I don't really think about it. And when I had that image, I think I did recall burned at the stake that clicked in. And then I saw this image. And that was what Renee had said. That was the only conscious thought that I'm aware of.
Okay. Just stay with the flow there. Oh, so I would say, Lisa, that your way of knowing that the circle was getting brighter was by a release happening in your body.
Wow. Thank you. I will work with that.
Oh, don't work on it.
No, not that way. Not that way. No, not the old way. The new way. Thank you so much.
How else is anyone knowing that the circle is getting brighter and lighter and active? Actively crunching away at this heavy energy.
Hi, this is Michelle. So, as we began, the sense was that the circle's energy was not, there wasn't harmony. And it felt, the word I have is rumbly. And as we've moved through the process, then it became like it had divots in it, and but lighter. And now it feels lighter with less dips in it. And in my mind's eye, I see that as energetic I want to say mist, but that is not the right word. hold. It's like seeing the resonance and it feels smoother, and that's the best description I have.
Okay, so that's the way you know it. So you're getting feedback here for your everyone, who's speaking is getting feedback because I am saying, okay, the circle is getting lighter. How do you know that? And it's about developing your own language, your own way of seeing and knowing and hearing. And the only way that that can develop is if you get feedback. You need feedback. This is very difficult to do without feedback. So I can say to Michelle, that's how you knew. That was your language, the dimples and the rumble and all that. That was your language that described something going from incoherent and heavy to getting lighter and lighter. That's your language. Lisa's language was through her body, and she felt a release. And so, as the circle was getting brighter, her body was reflecting that. There's a lot of information in that, Lisa, about it somatically what your body speaks about what is around you. Do you want to come on, Lisa?
Yes, I'm here.
So if you're, and this is for everyone, if is it okay if we use you to teach,
Yes.
do this teaching?
Yes.
Okay. Even though you don't know what I'm going to do, but thank you. I try to be as kind as possible with this, but we need these kinds of examples. So if I'm saying to you that your body started releasing because the circle got lighter, what would be the corollary to that?
In the experiences that I have had, you mean what when you
Yeah,
say,
just in your daily life.
okay, say it again, please.
So if your body started releasing by being in a, let's say, a higher frequency circle that's getting lighter, what would be the corollary of your body tightening up? What's your body responding to?
Well, this is kind of bringing up a very old wound of not having the answer and being berated for
Oh,
it. I'm not sure I understand the question.
okay. So let's just say, I'll try to make it simpler. Okay. Your body feels better in higher frequency, and it doesn't feel good in lower frequency.
Yes.
Right?
Is that what you were saying?
Yes. Okay. Which I wanted you to say, but so the question is, as you're searching for healing for the pain in your body, do you take into account what your body is responding to? What is really a good part of that pain. How is your body antenna picking up stuff and turning it into pain?
I would have to sit with that.
Does that make sense? I mean, is this coming in now?
Yes, the principle of what you're asking makes sense to me. I think I hesitate because there are so many variables that I'm uncertain what actually creates the pain. Is it?
Now you're in your mind.
Okay. Structural is part of it.
No. Come into your body. You're still in your mind here. Come back into your body like you did yesterday. There you go. What does that feel like?
Again, it's an upward flow and a downward flow. There's some pressure in the soles of my feet with the releasing.
So, and go ahead.
I was just going to say, I learned something very important yesterday, is that the healing of it is not, it kind of is gone by the wayside due to a lack of love and gentleness and Mother Earth's energy. That was became very clear to me yesterday. So is it a lack of moving energy in that area?
Mind. Watch how you shift into the mind and then away from inhabiting in that loving way. Everyone note this. Note, remember how I said I could like be grounding and like get up and unconsciously like just forget that I sat down to do a practice. So back into your body in that loving way. There you go. Now watch yourself shift into the mind or not. Everyone in the circle, stay back. I can see when people lean into this. Keep your thoughts away of what you think Lisa should be doing or knowing. How many of you had thoughts about what you thought Lisa should be doing or knowing? Note that. So, what's happening for you, Lisa?
I feel heavily rooted in the lower part of my body. And I started that pulsating, my body's pulsating again. It's more rhythmic, it's smoother. My eyes are closed, but it was like there was a, I didn't look for it, but it just kind of appeared, an awareness of frequency moving. Cloud-like kind of moving in and out, whitish. And then you asked me the question.
And why did the question take you out of
Good question.
that?
It's hard to stay in. It is, but not impossible at all. I sense it's surfacing subtly.
What's surfacing?
Again, the what I stopped doing when you asked me the question.
So now can you see the difference? Is it like getting a little clearer when you separate on, when you separate off from being in that embodied space and when you go into the mind?
I'll have to pay better attention. I did feel, I still don't feel the flow that I won't like to feel in the bottom of my body. And until I do, I'm not sure I'm out of my mind, you know. So I need to pay more attention to that. But
That was all mind. I'm just giving you feedback so that you know.
it's great. And, yes.
Everyone else come into your body in the same loving way. There we go. Now we have a lot more loving energy in the circle. So this is the kind of what we run into in attempting to work in a ceremonial way. Remember, one of the requirements or suggestions was that for the class was that you'd be able to accept feedback. Do you remember reading that, everyone? And at least we're done with you. I'm letting you be at peace for a little bit. Anyone remember reading that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So the feedback is not about criticism, and you have to be able to hear that. The feedback is to give you a reference point, like we just did. Like, how do you know what's going on with the circle? What is your language? I can give you feedback in a non-judgmental way, but can you take that? Feedback is really necessary. It's very hard to get. on the spiritual path. And so, and for me, just sitting with my teacher was feedback. He didn't have to say anything. But we have to be able to receive feedback. We're working in subtle realms, and we're coming into a very refined space with our circle now. And it's highly unusual to be able to speak and get feedback in a refined space. It's not a usual experience. And so it takes a certain amount of maturity and self-regulation to be able to receive the feedback. But it's absolutely necessary. And most of the time, it's unspoken, and you have to figure it out yourself. But there's times when we can speak it, and we can't let the old traumas and belief systems block that.
There, this is Trish. Can I add something?
Sure.
Even though I don't necessarily like to give feedback, I'm the quietest person probably in the group, and I don't.
Not today.
Yeah, well, we had too much coffee, espresso. It really, for me, when I listen, when you do this type of teaching where you want group feedback from the group, somebody else might say something that I hadn't thought of. And then I ask myself, does that happen to me? And then sometimes I go, yeah. So that was confirmation from someone else's words that I was feeling it in my body.
Yes.
So that's, you know, that's really why I like to hear everybody's comments or how they do it, because it's like we're all baking a cake and we all need all the ingredients to figure it out. And sometimes somebody will bring up a herb that we didn't think about putting in that cake.
Yes, I totally agree with you, Trish. That's what I hope for here.
Well, so I'm encouraging everybody to say something about how they feel it or hear it or digest it. Okay, that's it.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Elena.
Hi.
Hi. I'm asking for help because I'm having a hard time with this right now. I was noticing throughout the day yesterday and the moments when you were cueing about the circle and then like these subtle shifts that happen, and I was experiencing them as like a release in my body, like I continued to kind of sink a little bit more deeply with each one. And the circle today, I'm having, this has happened in class to me before. Well, I'll get stuck in my third eye and it feels impossible to come back down from there.
Ah, okay. So what does the third eye feel like for you?
Feels like a lot of pressure in my forehead physically, and there's this sense that It is. There is just like this eye that is spinning in every possible direction. And I'm trying to bring information through. The information isn't coherent, and so it exhausts me very quickly.
Good thing that you're bringing that up. Okay. Well, first of all, let me give you some feedback. That is how the third eye is. It's more of an energy field, and so it's got that spherical dynamic essence to it. And interestingly enough, your left side is grounded and your right side isn't. Just see if you can notice that.
Yes.
No, okay. Which is impressive that you even have that much grounding with what's going on. Okay. So, couple of things. What if I say to you, just let it go. Just let that third eye radiate and don't try to understand a message. Ooh, how'd that feel?
I felt a clenching in my whole being first. And it feels like I want to separate from my third eye. Like it's just annoying.
Okay. Did you also feel a little more smoothing out at all? Because that.
I did for a little bit.
Okay. Okay. So go back to just letting the third eye do what it wants to do. The third eye, we have all kinds of ideas of what this third eye is. And there's so many images out there about the third eye and all kinds of crap. Okay. Just right now, if you can let it be an experience, don't worry about grounding. And you may leave your body, which is okay. You still have one foot grounded. Just let yourself out.
Oh. Okay.
And what's your sense of your energy now?
Feels less chaotic. More expansive. And like I am aware of my tailbone.
Let it lead you, let it guide you step by step. That was a cosmic dump. There you go. Did I have to release there?
Felt like it got quieter, yes.
And can you feel how the energy is now starting to circulate within you, around you, kind of smooth out into a fuller flow? This is, but are you a little more comfortable?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what's another thing that's happening for you is that your chakra above the crown chakra, you're really connected to a luminous state there.
Okay.
You're actually really in a very refined, a connection to a very refined, high frequency energy. So you can let your crown extend. Really beautiful, refined consciousness. Beautiful. There.
I'm experiencing this as noticing a softening in my right calf.
And that's exactly when the light started descending through the crown.
I feel aware of wanting to understand this experience
No, forget that. Okay.
from a mind place. Forget that. Not a mind place.
Let's stay with the energy. This is where concentration matters. Okay, this is why we practice concentration, because then, you know, the mind will come in and then you just say, oh, I'll come back to my experience. Okay, this is what concentration is. You want to stay with the flow. Because it's really beautiful.
I ask a question about this. I still feel this relationship with my third eye as like something I have to push back against.
Let's let it out. The energy will guide you. So let me ask you this, Elena. Have you had any of that sleep paralysis where you leave your body?
Yes, I have
Okay.
experienced that. One
Okay.
of the worst feelings I've ever experienced.
Yeah. Okay, so right now, that's what you're afraid of leaving your body and having that feeling that didn't feel good to you. Okay, and I say that to Elena because that experience of the sleep paralysis and leaving the body often happens in younger people, like 20s and 30s. It's really a common experience that people don't get to talk about. I just reconnected with one of my boyfriends from college, and I don't know how many years ago, 50 some years ago. And he finally told me that he used to have that sleep paralysis and leave his body. I didn't know it at the time, and he didn't tell anyone about it. But this is very common because when I teach college age kids, they'll tell me about that. And I'm talking about this so that you understand the group. When you're leading and working with people, that this is a very real experience. So Elena, you're bumping up into that fear that you're going to go into that state if you follow this third eye and let it open. Okay, does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so this is something that you're going to kind of inch by inch start learning the difference between that state and the state that you're in right now. Right now, you are with the most beautiful, high frequency, golden beings that are with you. That it just takes my breath away how beautiful they are. And that's who you are. I mean, you're a really highly refined being. And so you're learning how to manage and traverse this expanse of consciousness. And you're bumping up against that fear of that leaving your body experience with a sleep paralysis. So we're not going to push it, okay?
Okay.
You inched a little bit towards it, you know, towards moving into the experience, but still have the fear back there, which is, we never, never push against fear like that. We just allow these beings are just going to be blessing you, that they're going to help you with this. But what I would say too is, when you feel this third eye pressure, you're grounded enough that, like I said, like even when you were feeling it, you still had your left side grounded. You were there. You're a grounded person. So you can start trusting, kind of letting it out and not trying to hold it in, but keep checking your grounding. And you saw how when you let it out a little more, your tailbone opened up a little more and you settled down a little more. See how just inch by inch, allowing some of that opening guided you into more grounding and more opening. It's really subtle. So, so this is a type of trauma that you're bumping up against. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because you're receiving a bunch of healing around that right now. It has nothing to do with me or the circle or anything. These beings couldn't be the most benevolent, gorgeous, wonderful beings in the whole universe that are with you right now. So I trust them to help take care of you. So just know that they're there with you. And I know, you know, you can be uncomfortable around all this stuff, but you are really being guided, Elena. And I think you're probably going through a big spiritual growth right now on the inner planes. It may not be showing on the outside, but it is really powerful on the inside.
I trust in that.
Mm-hmm. Are you feeling more comfortable now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask the group what they're feeling about what we just did? Kind of.
Yeah, please.
Is that okay? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone have anything they'd like to share about witnessing all that we just did?
Oh, well, guess what Trish does?
Go ahead.
So do you remember, well, I don't know, because you're in spirit a lot of time. When I first was seeing you, you told me, no more pictures. You need to learn how to feel, because in the upper realms, it's a feeling. And when you said that to me, I went, oh, that makes a lot of sense. But I also said, I don't know how to feel. And you said, that's okay, I'm a Jewish mother, I'll teach you how. So, yes, I spent most of the time really avidly trying to feel And it's obviously it's helped me. It's helped me to be on this planet, that's for sure, and to deal with my trauma. But just wanted to share that other little insight that you
Thank
gave to
you.
me that helped.
Yeah. So your visions were at that time, I would say, were like half full. You know what I mean? Like your visions now are much clearer and less projecting or overlapping with from the trauma. So you really did a good job of growing through that.
I wasn't really in my body when I first saw you. I laugh about that. But yeah.
Gives me a smile in my heart.
You did a good job, Sarah.
You did. Okay. Anyone else? Fran, you were going to come on.
I don't remember what I was going to say, Sarah. So thank you.
I just wanted to share how beautiful that whole thing was, that experience from being able to witness it. And Elena, thank you for your vulnerability and your willingness to come on and share it. It was just it was magical for me to experience that with the group. Thank you.
Oh, this is Cindy. And Sarah, I really appreciated, again, and I've seen you do this before, that when you're guiding someone like this, that it's very clear you don't get ahead of yourself. Something's revealed. There's a pause, there's feedback, and then there is the next unfolding, which is just so different than, say, in academia, where there's a set course that instructors are trying to take students through. So thank you again for that.
Oh, thank you for seeing it. That's a really important piece. And it's actually a challenge to have people be able to interact that way because they're expecting from the old conditioning to do it, like you said, in an academic way or the mental way. This is very much following the path of the living energies. So, Elena, did you note how we just went little step by little step and it unfolded? How are you doing now?
I feel more grounded. In both. And yes, what Cindy shared, I am hearing that really deeply, but the pausing and the releasing of the agenda is what allows for the energy to come through.
Beautifully expressed. So, Are we okay now to take our lunch break? Does anyone have anything else they'd like to bring up? And are we okay? Do we need Tiffany, go ahead.
Well, let's see. I was going to go back anyway. It can wait until after lunch as well. But when you ask about sort of following the circle or sensing where the circle is, I'm never sure if I can or if it's. I'm having trouble separating myself from the circle, and then how I internalize that is more of a sense of blaming myself. I'm the one that made the circle go this, this direction, or does that make sense as
First of
a,
all, everyone does that.
I know that too, but that's a separate, that's a logical knowing. It's not how I internalize it.
That first of all, that's the old programming. And second of all, your microphone's very foggy. So I
Cool.
missed some of what you said. Is there a way you can speak into a microphone more clearly?
Is this any better?
It's a little better. Are
I'll
you on a
try.
speakerphone? There, something just got better.
Or does this work at all?
Yeah, that helps. Okay. So what was the other part that you said besides feeling like you ruined the circle?
It's I'm having trouble separating what I'm feeling versus the circle or what that would be, and then that I my base assumption is just it's my fault.
Okay, so that base assumption of it's my fault is trauma language. It's from the conditioning, and it gets ingrained in us because we get taught that we're judged all the time and we're blamed all the time and fail all the time. That's all the conditioning that we've been submitted to. And that, I would call that trauma language. Okay. And let me ask you this. So, what was your experience of the circle? Like when I was asking people how they knew if the circle was getting brighter and lighter, what was your experience?
I felt more relaxed and more centered myself.
Okay. So, the same way, that is your language of knowing the circle. So your body felt the release similar to Lisa. She had a different experience in her body, but you both experienced a release. And so you knew the circle somatically. And so you can trust that if your body starts releasing and softening and relaxing, you're in a higher frequency environment within yourself or around you. So you knew the state of the circle somatically. And right now, that could be your language. I'm relaxing, therefore, the circle's getting lighter and brighter. Or I'm feeling more dense, more contracted. While we're speaking about difficult things in the circle, which may happen, or you're so tuned to the greater frequency of the circle that you stay relaxed, and that is due to good concentration. Did you just follow me on all that?
I think so.
So I'm stuck back on, so maybe it doesn't matter if it's me or the circle. Maybe I don't need to separate that, or I
What I would say that you might want to know is start correlating when you feel relaxed and good with what's going on around you. You start correlating, if I feel good here, then there must be something about the environment or how I'm being with myself that is higher frequency, lighter, brighter. And if I'm feeling contracted and feel emotionally uncomfortable, then something in my environment is kind of low frequency or heavy, or I'm being heavy with myself. And so you start just noticing those correlations. And I'm
okay.
sure you do that already, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But it's good for you to have feedback that your relaxation and feeling more comfortable was correlated with the circle getting brighter and lighter. So that was your language for knowing the circle.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Did everyone else get that? I hear you shaking your heads. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny because when I spent all that time with my mom, and I was grounding every morning, and I was doing Qigong, and I was spending time in the ocean and walking on the beach by myself. So a lot of time doing that. But what I started to realize after a couple of days is I had this underlying tightness in like my whole body, like my muscles, everything was tight. I remember bending over one morning to pick up a key, and I felt like, I was like 95 years old trying to bend over to pick up the key. And then I was like, oh, this is my body responding to my mom's energy the whole time. It was really powerful moment for me.
It's
And
very
what happened?
it's very
Go
sad what she lives in.
ahead. Yeah, no, absolutely. It sure is. That's for sure. But bringing it around to today, when you asked the question, you didn't, if I remember it correctly, you just said, can you feel what's happening in the circle now? You didn't give us the clue that it was getting brighter. But in my body, I wasn't feeling lighter or more dropped in. Like I was having, when you asked the question immediately, my pulses were all uncalibrated and it was like a throbbing. And I was like, well, am I just way off kilter, or is maybe was the circle somehow off? But then after you asked the question, moments after, everything settled in my body. And then I was like, oh, it's okay, we're dropping in now. But as you were asking it, I wasn't feeling that settling. I was actually feeling the opposite.
So what you were feeling was the digestive process.
Oh, okay, yeah, because it was like a throbbing type deal. Okay, got
Yes,
it.
yes. And that's good now that you can identify that.
Yeah.
So when I say we're digesting the heavy energies right now, that's how you would know that.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
I see these things. So that's how I know, and I the just being how I was taught. But
Yeah.
so you felt it. It was really interesting. If you want to hear, this one surprised me how I was shown this one. Yeah, I don't know why. I am having biblical references in these sessions here, and I don't know why that overlay is happening, but if you remember, if anyone has any Old Testament learnings in them, Abraham in the Old Testament, there's a story about Abraham going into the temple and knocking over all the false idols. if some of you remember that story. And he was trying to teach people to not worship false idols. And that is why the teaching of the one God was coming through Abraham. And that was the basis of the Jewish religion. At a time that was very, there were multiple gods. But I don't think, we definitely don't understand that teaching correctly. So, what I was watching when I said the heavy energies were being digested in the group, they were showing me a golden idol in the center of the group that kind of looked like an Oscar statue, like a gold Oscar statue. It was on a pedestal. And these great luminous beings, like the ones that Elena was is connected to, came down and took that golden idol and took it back up into the heavens and dissolved it into pure golden light. So that was like a symbolic vision of all that heavy energy of what we have worshiped, what we have bowed down before, that is so all illusion. And first, I believe me, I do not read the Old Testament or the New Testament every day. Just like it's not in my normal waking consciousness. But yesterday I had the one about John and preparing the way of the Lord and all that, and that was symbolic. So it's just really interesting how these things come to us and how allowing them to show their meaning to you has to go beyond what we normally associate things with. So always leave open for a further interpretation of what you're experiencing. But that is why I talk about what's going on in the group, is so that you can equate what you're feeling with what I'm seeing as the overall. I'm given the overall vision of what's happening with the group. And so you can equate with what's happening with you with what's happening to the circle. And this is how the teaching happens. But most often it's done silently. You have to figure it out yourself.
Yeah, that was really beautiful. Yesterday I noticed it because, you've shared, pretty freely that you see these things, and I don't typically see, but I feel. But you mentioned a couple times, one even with your legs crossing, like that was an awesome kind of cue to think about, like what am I doing with my physical body? But then also you also said something about feeling something too, and I was like, oh, I have great hope for myself now because I can't be a Sarah because I can't see all this stuff, but I can feel like anybody's business, so.
Right. And it comes from experience and it comes from feedback. And one subtle sense develops into the next subtle sense, into the next one, and the next one, and the next one. So ultimately, all of them will wake up in everyone. Okay. So feeling is the primary one. That is really the most direct way of knowing. It has no interpretation in it. You know what I mean? It's like your body feels this, and you find out that it means this when you have feedback. Okay. But vision, you have to be very careful with vision because you can misinterpret that, limit the interpretation of it so easily. It's a much more dangerous sense to have if you haven't cleared yourself really carefully. And we see that all over the place. How many things on YouTube are predicting horrible things happening? I mean, everyone's having a vision and they're getting on these podcasts and sharing their visions. And they're not necessarily cleansed vision. So, sorry, that was my soapbox.
Well, I just wanted to thank you and for feedback for you is yeah, keep doing that. And if you have what's you're feeling in your body or crossing your legs or any of those little things, I'm finding them tremendously helpful. And I imagine everybody else is too, but thank you. So
Okay, I will
beautiful.
share. I'm happy to share. It took me a long time to get past the old way of teaching of not sharing that, but I did get the go ahead for it. Okay, are we ready for lunch now? Okay, so anything else? Does anyone need to bring anything up before we go to lunch?
Sarah,
Cindy?
I have a question. While this last bit of conversation, I've been there's been shifts in my body, and I was wondering if you can give feedback about how that correlate. I feel like the circle, there's been a lot more cleared. I feel like energy is starting to flow in our field, and things are starting to refine up.
That's
Okay.
true. So that's true. There's a couple levels going on here, and this will be brief. So there's that what I described that Elena is connected to, there is this incredible, beautiful, high frequency energy that's holding the circle. So, if we were looking at the Earth with different atmospheres, the farthest out atmosphere is incredibly golden, luminous, pure wisdom, pure love. And we're being held in that. But we are in the process in our humanness of clearing a whole bunch of stuff. Remember, that's how we started the day. We're clearing a lot of trauma stuff, light, trauma light. And so there's a lot of digesting going on with the energies in the circle. So we have multiple layers of consciousness activated all at the same time. So, yes, what you felt is what's happening. And we have this incredible, beautiful, luminous wisdom and love holding us too. So it's all here.
Thank you. That was helpful.
Okay, good. Okay, anyone else?
Sarah, a question. I really didn't notice the change in frequency, but at one point, all of a sudden, I was crying, and I didn't know whether that was like for myself or it was the light, the digestion. For the group.
When do you know where we were when you had that experience, what
Well,
we were talking about?
it was like latter part of it. You'd already ask about, what are you feeling there? Several people had already talked. I can't really tell you when it was, but it was later in the process.
Okay, I can see it now. I think, well, what I'm seeing and see if this relates, but I think when I was talking to Elena about those luminous beings, you really resonated with that and it touched you very deeply.
Yes.
And that's what where I think those tears came from being touched that deeply. Does that resonate for you?
Yes.
Okay. See how it took me a minute to tune in and actually see what was going on there. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Okay, so it is 1:22 my time. Well, why don't we come back at 2:30? So that's 1 hour and 8 minutes. Is that good? And then we'll continue. And now, are you starting to see the the wisdom of us meeting every day, what after you go through a day and then come back to the circle night after night after night, and how that is going to create so much more facility in you, being able to shift and return. When I received that guidance, it was like, oh my God, how are we going to do that? But I'm just seeing so much more wisdom in it. Okay, so let's have a nice lunch and we'll see you at 2:30.
Will
Or
there be
we.
a new Zoom link?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so
I
we'll hang
will
up from this
send,
call and you'll
yeah,
send it.
hang up
Okay.
from this call. Thank you. Thank
Thank you.
you.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.